You're listening to Open Mic with comedian Ricky Cole, man. We gotta get up, man, and we gotta get out and fight to save this country. I'm just keeping it real, man. Okay, people in Atlanta, get your asses up and go vote. Put Stacey Abrams in the motherfucking governor's fucking mansion in Georgia. Get out there and vote. Let's save our democracy and stop these white supremacists from trying to destroy our democracy. I'm just keeping it real. You listen to the open mic with comedian Ricky Cole. I'm talking about get on up, people. We gotta fight for our democracy. I'm serious. So much at stake right now, we don't even know what the fuck is going on. Don't be blind to what's going on. Woo! Listen to Open Mic with comedian Ricky Cole. I'll be right back with the rest of the show. Well, you know, this shit's about ready to explode. Donald Trump, man, is going to be broke. See, he was a tool that the Koch brothers used to destroy democracy. I mean, the Republican Party just used him because he was a perfect weapon to take down barriers that they didn't want up. Look at the Supreme Court. You can't defend something that's undefendable. You know who destroyed the court system? Mitch O'Connell. His goal was to get up there and pull that old Southern racist card right out of his playbook and make sure you put racist white supremacy lawmakers on the highest court in the land. So you could take your racism and run it through the appellate courts and straight up to them and they can rubber stamp your racism. So, you know, it's amazing, right? So they use Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump paying the price, man. He really is. But is he going to go to jail? I don't think so. Because putting a rich man in jail is nah. You know, throwing away the key, well, yeah. But putting him in jail, no. How you hurt people like Donald Trump? You seize their assets. Simple. It's the simplest thing in the world. You know, if you put in the books that we will seize your assets if you attack the United States, buying politicians, whatever, you can lose your assets. You think the Kochs will put billions of dollars into fucking up democracy? No. Because that's where Donald Trump came from. The Tea Party, the Kochs. Citizens United, the Kochs. And then they have other people like the Mercers, Cambridge Analytica, and Steve Bannon. Little racist-ass Jewish Stephen Miller. And then you look at the Proud Boys, Bootleggers, Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, any other white nationalist group. Just switch the words around. Ku Klux Klan member, White Knights, and Night Nationalism, the neo-Nazi fascism. You know, the same bullshit. Modern 21st century racism. Now, she slapped the shit out of that orange guy today by taking his fucking wealth, part of his wealth, away from him. But you know, he got plenty of money from the sale of American Secrets, so when they coming after that money?
Following a comprehensive 3-year investigation by my office, including witnesses, interviews with more than 65 witnesses, and review of millions of documents that were submitted by Mr. Trump and others, I am announcing that today we are filing a lawsuit against Donald Trump for violating the law as part of his efforts to generate profits for himself, his family, and his company. The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us.
That announcement breaking just this morning, Letitia James, New York.
Yeah, that's TYT. check them guys out. I didn't want him to get involved in my show, but hey. They really want to take us back. Take us back to a time that a lot of you wouldn't even recognize. Colored signs. Gotta sit on the back of the bus. No one have rights but Anglo-Saxons, Christians. Laws don't matter. They proved it in the South when they used to lynch, shoot, murder, burn, destroy. Nothing happens to them. That's white supremacy. So when people bring up Black Wall Street, Rosewood, Chicago riots, whatever, the fights at the beach in Florida. Black kids was tired of being second class and looked down on by ignorant white kids because their parents was ignorant. But that ignorance is a powerful tool, man. That's why we're going through what we're going through today. They never got rid of it. They handed it down to the next generation. And we have to understand what we're up against in order to fight it. It's a cancer.
They were deeply engaged in the legislative process. We had individuals getting elected to office across the state because they understood the value of impact in public policy and being actively engaged. They understood the value of coming from a position of slavery and servitude to being full citizens.
But many white Southerners did not support Black equality. Even worse, they took the law into their own hands.
It's murder and terror and violence preventing Blacks from voting or doing this political work that they have been doing.
By the mid-1870s, Reconstruction was over and the Federal troops were gone.
They pulled out the support for the newly freed people. So the Ku Klux Klan and the White Liners took over.
There was mass killing and coup d'etats taking place all across the state of Mississippi.
Just listen to that. You think this is the first time January the 6th, the Southern racist segregationists rose up to destroy democracy and reshape it in their image? That's why they don't want you to know. That's why they bring up CRT. They want to poison your mind with poison so you can't learn. You don't want to hear anything else. You feel threatened. But no one's threatening you except those who are trying to brainwash you. Think about it. Think about it. I'll be right back with the rest of this show. Donald Trump had a rally. You got to listen to this. This shit is crazy as hell. I'll be right back. You listen to Open Mic with comedian Ricky Cole.
Reversing a trend that had begun right after the Civil War of full participation of all of Mississippi citizens.
And in 1890, Mississippi adopted a new constitution, literacy tests, and poll taxes, which prevented a large number of Blacks from voting, became...
Remember, voter ID laws. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Open Mic. I'm comedian Ricky Cole. Man, there's so much going on in this world, I don't even know where to start. But I wanted to say this to my listeners. If you love democracy, your version of it, you better get out and vote. Democratic. Look, I'm not a fan of the Democrats. But the Republican Party is not stable. You know, when you've been fighting a culture war for, say, 60 years, it's hard to stop. The Confederates in this country, the Puritans, they don't want America to function like a democracy. They just don't want that. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. And you can curse them out and call them names, but that's who they are. If you look at the history of this country, they was the Ku Klux Klan, they was the Citizen Council, there was the Dark Knights of Order, they was Nazis, they was Christian conservative, Christian nationalist, Christian this, Christian that. But one thing those racist people have in common, their racism, their patriotism to racism. So they educate their kids like they indoctrinate their kids into this craziness that only white people are superior and only white people are Christians, evangelicals, and black folks are gospel.
And believers of every faith have never had a greater champion, not even close, in the White House than you have right now. I think you know that.
Yes.
Prayer?
Let's pray together, may we?
Yes.
Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus.
Have you ever asked God for forgiveness?
Why do I have to, you know, repent? Why do I have to ask for forgiveness?
Skillful and godly wisdom have entered into the heart of our president.
You ask a lot of stupid questions.
I have never seen a more biblical president than I have seen in Donald Trump.
So right now, let every demonic network.
You are the enemy of the people.
Let it be broken. Let it be torn down in the name of Jesus.
Here is the Republican platform.
And if you don't support me, you're going to be so goddamn poor.
If President Trump is not reelected,
here is the word of God.
There is going to be a backlash against people of faith like we cannot imagine.
Where do you stand?
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
I want a man that comes out and fights for righteousness.
Like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
The Pope would have only wished and prayed.
Thank you, sir, for uniting our nation and calling us to prayer.
That Donald Trump would have been present.
I think the Pope needs to seek Donald Trump's forgiveness.
He's a pussy. Nothing. God put him there.
Get that son of a bitch off the field.
Let the angel of the Lord encamp around about him.
God raised up, I believe, Donald Trump.
To say no to President Trump would be saying no to God.
I don't bring God into that picture. I don't.
Romans 13 does give President Trump moral authority to use whatever force necessary.
We'll tell you how to vote.
I'm confident that the Lord is at work here.
Grab him by the pussy.
He's had a change of heart.
Ridiculous bullshit.
If you do not write that P.O. box and you do not call that toll-free number, you're going to write your checks to Paula White Ministry. You will never see sustainment in your life and your dream will die.
Trump is a test whether you're even saved.
It can act differently for different people.
Somehow God put him in this position.
And everybody said, amen.
I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
Wow. That's how nutty the Republican Party is today. The Orange Goblin is their god. I'll be right back. You listen to Open Mic. I can't believe this shit. I'm comedian Ricky Cole. Man, if you don't get out and vote, do you want to throw your country away? Man, this white supremacy rot is so deep in our country. It sits on the Supreme Court. Come on. We know Roberts is a joke. But that Clarence Thomas? I mean, that Negro, Lord God. You know what? He's one of them. He's a racist in blackface.
Justice Clarence Thomas is compromised. On January 19th, 2022, Thomas was the only Supreme Court justice willing to help Trump and his allies hide from justice over the January 6th insurrection. Thomas did not hide that he was willing to grant Trump's request for secrecy, but it wasn't just to protect Trump and his conspirators. It was to protect his wife Ginny Thomas. A radical right-wing activist, Ginny Thomas has openly applauded rebellion in the past.
I think people are rebelling and there's a big tidal wave coming. I think the Democrats are pretty worried about what's coming.
And the lead up to January 6th was no different. Ginny Thomas used her direct line to Trump's White House to push for the overturning of a free and fair election, even attending the rally that would ultimately end in an attack on the U.S. Capitol. None of this would be known if Justice Thomas had gotten his way. The January 6th Commission can't do their job if one of the most powerful men in the country is using his seat to protect his best friend. Clarence Thomas must recuse himself because he took an oath to protect the Constitution, not his wife.
Hey, Rick, keep up the good work. Let me tell you something. That piece of shit, Clarence Thomas. Oh, he's one of the... You know, let me tell you something. As a black man, I'm still... I can't believe Clarence Thomas. I really can't. I'm still trying to figure that nigga out. I mean, seriously. He married the most ugliest goddamn white woman I ever seen in my life. But the point, what I'm trying to make is, that black piece of shit forgot who he is. Now, I don't know what those prep boys did to him at Yale, but they fucked his head up. They might have fucked him up his ass. I don't know, but Clarence Thomas is a bitch. I'm serious. You know, my brother-in-law, he stopped me several times from going down to Yale when that nigga, excuse me, Clarence Thomas, nigga, tried to give speeches. I want to ask him, nigga, what's up? What's wrong with you? Because that bullshit that Clarence is doing, I can see through it. And real brothers know what Clarence Thomas is. He's an ass kisser. You know, he made it. He know what racism is. A man is educated. He gonna marry the most ugliest goddamn white woman he can pull out of the goddamn lineup of ugliness. And then all of a sudden now, he sits on the Supreme Court, kissing the Koch brothers' ass, playing that game that he's superior than everybody else. Why he wanna take his fucking what? Greyhound converted bus into a fucking camper and ride over the country to see the America that his white lily, who don't like black people, love. That's systemic racism. You know, I'm serious. You know, it comes in all colors, shapes, and sizes. Ron DeSantis, a good one. I'll be right back with his story of stupidity and racism. Don't let the Republican Party fool you. They pulling all types of shit out of their asses. You know, they act like half of Americans are stupid. 70,430-some thousands are. But the rest of us are not. We can see through their bullshit. But it's up to us as Americans, true Americans, believe in equality, to stop these motherfuckers in their steps. Because they're not gonna stop unless we stop them. Now they think we're stupid. They know a lot of us not paying attention to what's going on. So they can put all types of bullshit out there. Bullshit works just like the truth. But when they think you're that goddamn stupid, to give them another chance after 4 years of Donald Trump, you're a fool to fall for the bullshit. I'm serious. You have to be the biggest fool, and they don't respect you because they know you're a fool to fall for their bullshit. Check this shit out.
Republicans have a plan for a new direction, one that'll get our country back on track. It's called the Commitment to America, a plan for an economy that's strong, where you can feed your family and fill up your tank, a nation that's safe, where communities are protected by the police, and criminals are prosecuted. A future that's built on freedom, where your children come first and are taught to dream big. And a government that's accountable, where politicians don't get special treatment. We simply cannot afford two more years of business as usual in Washington. We need common sense change now. If you agree, join us and tens of millions more across this great country. Because people like you, who work hard, play by the rules, deserve better.
Oh, God, can you pull his fist out of our asses, please? It's sore. Oh, my God. Like, wow. For McCarthy to pull that shit out of his ass, he really think less of us. Even though he knows 70,400,000 fools out there, but the rest of us, he still think less of us. He don't want us to realize that the Republican Party is the problem. Whew. White supremacy, that shit is real. Now, don't get me wrong. What I'm about to say is true. Now, this attorney, district attorney in New York City, is cutting the legs off of Donald Trump. Basically, taking his shit away that he owns in New York City. Because Donald Trump lied about the value of his property to make money. And when it's time to pay taxes, he deflated his value. Simple. That cracker got away with it. If it was anybody else, you'd be in jail. But see, she got him with that shit. She got him. But you know what our media and systemic racism do? They like to play that both sides narrative like a meter. You know, let's keep it in the middle. A little racist and a little not. You know, so they came up with some shit. Say, well, they had it out for Donald. She had it out for Donald Trump. Sister got his ass. But see, that both sides is not being honest about white supremacy. See, white supremacy is a sneaky shit. It's sneaky because they know how to bullshit us and brainwash us. Say, well, you know, it is both sides, but it's only one side. That white motherfucker got away with a lot of shit. That's white supremacy.
Hey, you're filing a lawsuit against Donald Trump for violating the law as part of his efforts to generate profits for himself, his family, his company.
Uh-oh.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us.
Uh-oh.
When you trigger a civil case, that opens up a lot of mechanisms to do discovery. A lot more subpoenas are going to get issued, and like you said, a lot of financial data is going to be investigated, and more important, there's going to be depositions taken under oath.
Uh-oh.
And that Ron DeSantis, oh, that son of a bitch. You know, hey, people in Florida, really? Really? Hispanics, really? Venezuelans who lives in Florida, really? You voted for that piece of shit. You guys got out there and put little Hitler Jr. in charge of your state. A lot of you two goddamn blind say, well, we don't like socialism. Motherfucker, look at your grandmother. That check that take care of her, those food stamps, that help some of you out, that motherfucking mail that you like to go to the mailbox, that cop some of you like to call. Socialism. When your house on fire, you stupid fucks. Socialism. Bailing Puerto Rico out. Real socialism. Helping Puerto Rico. Not that shit that Trump was doing 4 years ago. No. This is, you know, socialism. True socialism. When society works together to be one. and only one moves up together. Not that shit that motherfucker got in China. That's fucking called stupidity. Took something that was designed to be good and fucked it over and turned it into shit. That's dictatorship. Just like what Trump wanted to do in America. That's what the Republican Party invested $400 billion in. And tax cut. And then they get their shit back. We're going to fuck up America and we're going to get a tax cut for it. I'm just keeping it real. I'll be right back. With the closing of the show, we're going to talk about Ron DeSantis because we got to know. That motherfucker put people on a plane, sent them away. You can't call yourself a Christian when you're doing evil stuff. What Ron DeSantis did to those migrants from Venezuela was evil. And the people who helped him think of that evil shit was racist. To put people on a plane and drop them off in a place they never seen with women and children, hungry, just want a better life. But you call yourself a Christian. That's not Christianity. That's evil. We're dealing with white supremacists. And the reason I call them people out as white supremacists, because they're acting like white supremacists. You know, you have to understand the past to get the present. And what we're doing right now in America is ignoring the truth.
Connected to iPad 4 and Sure's iPhone.
We're dealing with racist white people. You look at the history of this country, they're part of the fabric. They don't want to share this country. That's why they abandoned those people in a place they never seen.
That was the entire point. They were provided with a cartoonishly simple map of Martha's Vineyard and the United States and a brief brochure containing snippets from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts website and instructions to change their address with USCIS when they relocated. This is especially troubling, as anyone with even the most basic understanding of the immigration proceedings knows that USCIS was not the agency with whom the migrants would have to record their addresses and has nothing to do with their cases in any way. It is clear that this was an intentional attempt to ensure that these migrants were removed in absentia when they failed to change their address with the proper agency. This was a purposeful derailment designed to prevent people from complying with federal immigration policies. This is problematic because the state should not be interfering with.
Now you notice, she's just saying it's problematic, right? Now in the state of Florida, with all those racist Nazis down there, thought it was a joke to help the Nazis and the racists in Texas to take people and send them somewhere they don't know. That's not what Christians do. I'm gonna keep saying, you don't call yourself evangelicals, you call yourself devils. You preach hate, not unity. When the poor need you, when the sick need you, when unfortunate happens, you're supposed to be there. You don't pick and choose who you want to be help. It doesn't work that way. Well, Ron DeSantis, what he did was evil. And that's what evil is. I'll be right back. You know, evil is funny. Ron DeSantis must have forgotten his history, his ancestry. He wasn't American. They came over looking for a better way of life. So when he put those people on that plane trying to do his political stunt, try to run for president of these fucked up United States, You know, it might have felt good for him, and he got a nut before he got to his wife. That's cool. I understand. What I'm saying is Ron DeSantis is a stupid fool. He fell into that racism. My ancestors have been here way before his ancestors got here. But you notice how you're from Europe, you get up the economic ladder quicker. Ron DeSantis went to the best schools. Grandma, great-grandma, I don't know. She was illiterate, some shit like that. But MSNBC found Ron DeSantis' ancestry.
Where husband and son had already settled for work years earlier. On that trip, German U-boats were just one of the hazards they faced. While Luigia and her girls were still at sea, America, which had already allowed in thousands of Europeans, passed the Xenophobic Alien Act. It banned migrants from Asian countries as well as immigrants who couldn't read. That was a problem for Luigia. Passenger records show that she and her daughters were illiterate. But Luigia was lucky. The Alien Act would not take effect until that May. She and her children were put on a train to be reunited with Luigia's husband and son. Luigia lived for four more decades as an American with a great big American family. It's a story that millions of immigrants to America can tell. Because despite all the anti-immigration sentiment back then, America had pretty open borders compared with today. It didn't even have a militarized border patrol yet. And migrants like Luigia Colucci didn't have to worry about being put on a plane under false pretenses and shipped thousands of miles away for an anti-immigration stunt. Of course, that's what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did to about 50 mostly Venezuelan migrants who were tricked into boarding a plane in Texas that dumped them on Martha's Vineyard. The sheriff of Bexar County, Texas, where those migrants were picked up off the street, is now investigating the case as a possible crime. What DeSantis did, what he and conservatives are bragging about, was gross, inhuman, cold-hearted. And it's even worse when you think of Luigia Colucci trying to get into America over 100 years ago, because you see, Luigia Colucci is Ron DeSantis's maternal great-great-grandmother. As Florida-based genealogist Megan Smoleniak revealed back in 2018. How does DeSantis feel about the fact that his family matriarch was almost barred from entry to America by the immigration hardliners of that time? How does he feel about the fact that she could be called an example of what conservatives like to denounce today as chain migration, that she had an anchor baby once she got here? DeSantis has never commented, but here's what he told a conservative conference just last week.
We're not globalists who believe that foreigners have a right to come into our country whenever they want to, whether it's illegal immigration or whether it's just mass immigration through the legal process like the diversity lottery or chain migration. That is not conducive to assimilating people into American society.
That's systemic racism right there. His grandmother. His great-grandmother was an immigrant. Oh, it's not only him. It's Marco Rubio. Love telling you they was immigrants. But coming down to everybody else, no. No, you can't come in. You're not one of us. I'm a white supremacist now. I'm part of the Klan. See, the Klan has modernized. Yeah, the Klan come, you know, Marco Rubio, you know, Ron DeSantis. Yes. You know, look at, they even allowing racist Cubans and Hispanics to join the Klan. They have to build their army up under the banner of white supremacy. Man, we better pay attention. You know, our lives and our freedoms depend on it. And a lot of us are not taking the shit serious. So, one thing I could say for that is, if you don't, you will regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but you will regret it. Because racism is a tool that white supremacy use to stay in power.